Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hello. Hello, my darling.
Oh. Hello, we're here to register the birth of this little one.
You are.
You.
Hello, gorgeous one.
You gonna say hello back? Oh.
He's dressed for the occasion.
Oh, look at the little booties.
Yeah.
Okay, you go take a seat and we'll get this lovely little lad registered right away.
Oh, thank you so much.
What a cutie.
Thank you. Come on then, you. Come on, my little buddy. My little buddy, buddy. Who's my little buddy, buddy? Yeah, that's it. Oh.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Sorry.
Where'd
he go?
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo.
Oh. Oh,
peek-a-boo.
Oh, look at him.
Peek-a-boo. Oh.
Hello.
How are we looking?
The magistrate is just consulting, then hopefully we'll have a decision.
Right, excellent. And are we feeling confident, Patrick? The investors need our confidence. I'm sensing some wobbles.
Well, I'm confident, mate. You know, I'm confident. Yeah, because we've got half the fucking city outside screaming at them to give us this, so it would take a magistrate with balls of steel or brains of shit to turn down this request.
Talk me through the process after the cultural protections and landmark status is removed.
Once that's done, we file what we need to file, we list what we need to list, and then all eyes on the courts at the end of May.
Exciting times.
Very, very exciting. Oh, hold on.
Mr. Nolan, we're going to put out all the relevant correspondence. You really don't have to wait around, you know.
No, I know. I just, what's the verdict?
The magistrate has considered the positions of both the council, the parliamentary office, and that of Ashwood City Football
Club. Right, just please fucking spit it out.
Okay, they are ruling in favour of Ashwood City. The cultural projections will be removed.
Effective immediately?
Effective immediately, yes.
Great, thank you. Thanks very much. Oh, yes, you
Patrick,
cunt!
Patrick, do we have good news?
Very good fucking news, mate. Speak to you later, Simon. Oh, fucking get the fucking fuck in. Fucking... Yes!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
It's
certainly wasn't all smiles on Saturday as Manchester United put four past Ashford City and they remain in the relegation zone. But today, however, you will notice a spring in the step of Ashford fans and the club itself. The obstructive local authority legislation has been lifted, and that means that Ashford City have a much stronger control over their own fate, infrastructure, stadium, of course, and possibly further structural developments if they wish. That power and control, of course, is not of the fans, but of the owner, or at least the owner for now, Sir Patrick Nolan, who called the lifting in regulations a landmark moment in the club's history, and that the shackles were off, and potential could finally be fulfilled. Well, it certainly isn't being fulfilled right now on the pitch.
So what does it all fucking mean? We can build some fucking state-of-the-art stadium that looks the same as all the other state-of-the-art stadiums.
It means we have a lot more power over the local authority than we used to. It means we have planning immunity. It means that...
I'm not that fucking interested. Are we building a giant stadium or not?
If you're not interested, then can you fuck off, please, Colin?
I've already fucked off because someone told me to fuck off up here, so here I am. I'm going to have no place else to fuck off to if I keep fucking off.
Who told you to fuck off?
Woody.
Why?
He doesn't want me near the training ground. He's taking that shite so fucking seriously, honestly.
And what shite is that, Colin? Keeping the team in the league?
Yeah, that's shite.
Do you think we'll do it?
What's that, stay in the league?
Considering we just got dicked 4-0 at home to United, no.
Right. Everton's looking fucking dog shite though, don't they?
Yup.
And Forest?
Yep.
And Leeds?
Yup.
But is that enough dog shy? I mean, that's the big fucking question, isn't it? I mean, we're shy, but are we dog shy? I'd say we're more like cat shy. Like, we fucking stink in that, but we're not like a giant, disgusting Everton turd.
And I'm done with my overnight oats. Still, we've got Tottenham next, and they are fucking shite.
At Newcastle.
What?
We gotta play Newcastle.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Then Villa, then Tottenham.
Oh, this is fucking bollocks.
How's the new job search?
How do you know?
So I know everything.
Oh, you don't know everything.
I do, like.
No, you don't.
I do, I just don't fucking care enough to gossip about it and that. Like, Patrick's big move and stuff. I know. I just don't give a fuck.
Okay, so where's he going?
Hmm?
The big move. Where's he going?
Who the fuck should I know?
You just said you knew everything.
I said I knew there was a big move. I didn't say I knew where he was fucking going.
Right, I'm done. I've had my Colin fix for this season. Bye, mate.
Hey, Jess, can I just grab you for a second?
Oh, you've already grabbed me. And to be honest, I want to grab a coffee.
Okay, I can come with.
I'm not one of those people that share a relaxing coffee and talk about small things, Tom. I'm in it purely for the caffeine.
Right, well, So I think I'm ready to submit a proposal to HMRC.
Right.
I'm happy with the case I've made for the club to be exempt from the tax bill for now. I've laid out our investor potential, I've balanced the books, I've pointed to some growth models we're looking to copy. I just need the CEO to sign.
There isn't one.
Sorry?
There isn't a CEO. How do you think I shifted the final 200k off the payroll?
Jess, it's quite difficult to go and promise a positive financial outlook for the club, you know, without a CEO.
The chairman is taking care of it. You'll need his signature.
Where is he?
I'm in the Alps.
What?
I said I'm in the Alps. Yeah, I'm not really sure which Alp I'm on, but I'm on one now. Oi, hello, what Alp is this? I said, what Alp is this? Was Alp is das? Quel es set montagne? Ah, fuck him. Look, Tom, I'm on an Alp, basically.
As in, you're skiing?
Yes, yeah. What do you need, Tom?
I need a rather important document signed. It's to secure everything we've been working on.
Great, cool. Yeah, send it over. I'll sign the PDF. Anyway, gotta go, mate. Cheers.
I'll punch you before
you... Whoa. Okay. Easy now. Don't embarrass yourself in front of the big money, Patrick. Whoa. Oh, God, this is getting fast now.
You all right, Patrick?
Yeah, all good. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, God, I'm going to do a fucking Schumacher, aren't I? Jesus! Fuck! Ah!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This afternoon?
Yeah, should be back in time for the Newcastle game tonight.
Cool. How's the cruising going?
It's not cruising.
Cruising for cash, not cock. Well, either is fine by me.
I'm about to do a presentation.
Oh, boring.
This presentation will lay out the potential value for the club. You know, and now Tom tells me we might get a tax bill written off, and let me tell you, nothing will get these lot harder than that, all right? Anyway, gotta go.
Are we ready, Patrick?
Yeah. 2 secs, Simon. Just gonna double-check my script.
Excellent. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks. Good luck to you too. All right, no going back from here, Badster. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sir Patrick Nolan, and I'm here to offer you the most significant investment opportunity you could possibly imagine. And, well, you better act quick before Ryan Reynolds gets there first. So, I present to you the most ambitious project happening in world sport right now.
He
Here we are at the Credit Master, and we are pitch side for Ashwood City versus Newcastle United. And let me tell you now, that noise you hear is 2,000 Newcastle United fans who are loving life right now, Steve.
They're cock-a-hoot, they're bouncing off the ceiling, they're on cloud nine. Quite the contrast from the home side. It's going to be another nail-biter for them, isn't it? You can just tell, you can feel it.
Do you think Ashwood have what it takes to find something in these final games?
You're asking me if I think Ashwood City will stay in the league, and my answer is no.
Well, better late than never. Billy Richards is here.
I'm sorry, I was checking out my commentary position, then all of a sudden I'm getting told by the director that I'm doing a bit of pitch side stuff with this old lump. How are you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm exhausted killing time for you.
Now, Billy, Steve thinks Ashwood are going to go down. What do you think?
Well, first things first, I keep your voice down around here, Steve. Blimey. I mean, yes, tough. There's the table there, look. I mean, yeah, look, there's only 4 points and a leapfrog and they've done it. But it's about things going your way, isn't it? It's just not that straightforward.
Well, it definitely isn't, as we can show you live scenes at the Annex as Brighton take on 18th place Everton. And we can tell you, well, you can see for yourself, that Alex Iwobi has put Everton ahead against Brighton. That would put them in 16th place. And that leap for Ashwood City looks a little more complex as things stand.
How's it looking?
Bit fucking tense.
Why's that?
Because Everton just fucking scored at Brighton, for fuck's sake.
Those fucking toffee-sucking cunts.
Hey, not very fucking considerate, is it? And now that news is seeping into the dressing room like a fucking sewage leak.
What's Dan telling them?
The same shit you always tell players in this fucking instance. Concentrate on today's opposition. Focus. Play your own game and all that fucking shit, you know.
Can I do anything?
You could lock the door to the Newcastle dressing room and throw the key into the fucking sea, then get a shark to eat it, and then get a fucking whale to eat the fucking shark.
I can go as far as the sea, but the shark and whale show you, I got no chance. Anything else?
Jesus, would you listen to those fucking Newcastle fans? What's wrong with this fucking place? Is Patrick here yet?
He landed about an hour ago, so any minute.
Right, when you see him, get him to call me, all right?
Sure.
We saw what happened against Manchester United. It's that early capitulation from the team. They did against Brighton as well, didn't they? But they managed to claw that one back. Tonight, that needs to be avoided. It has to be avoided from the get-go. Otherwise, this place will turn on them. You can't be giving teams like Newcastle, who are in rampant form, you can't be giving them gifts. You just can't.
Well, you mentioned that game against Manchester United, Billy, that 4-0 defeat to the Red Devils at the Credit Master this weekend. We've got a clip here of Kieran Broom coming on 60-odd minutes, I think it was. Watch this.
And coming onto the pitch, please, ladies and gentlemen, give him a big Ashwood City welcome. Club legend, Kieran Broom.
Yeah, I mean, amazing, totally touching, you know, it's heartbreaking and it's heart-fulfilling in a way. And I tell you something, they need atmosphere tonight. This place used to be famous under the lights, famous. They need that. That's their only chance. And if they can capture the same enthusiasm as they did for Bruni coming on against them, it could be an interesting game. It really, really could.
I think Billy's right. Eddie would have done lots of homework on Ashwood. He knows Dan very well, of course. The one thing he can't plan for, the one thing that form can't guarantee against, is atmosphere, is being intimidated by the home support, feeling like the whole place is on your back. That is what can stop Newcastle tonight.
Well, you wouldn't think we were at the Credit Master Stadium. It sounds more like St James's Park. It's all Newcastle in terms of fans making the noise. And we've had some very choice words from Billy and Steve pitchside. Now let's hear from the words of Newcastle United manager Eddie Howe. He's with Rachel.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, Patrick,
thanks. Hi, excuse me. Cheers.
Carl Woody.
Oh, I've just got here.
Well, then it's ideal fucking timing, isn't it?
Christ's sake.
Hey, pal.
Hi, mate. Everything all right?
You have a good trip to the Alps?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Incredible scenery. Lots of excited people in terms of investment. And the hotel was something else. It was perched on this mountainside.
I don't have fucking time for this. I'm sorry I asked. Jesus. Look, that council news.
Ah, yes. My brilliantly executed deregulation decree.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it, pal. Could you type up some rabble-rousing shite celebrating that news and get the announcer to give it some?
You...
You want what, sorry?
Get the fucking crowd going with your teat-back control shite. This was their win too, remember? This is what they wanted.
Right. Okay, cool.
This game, this atmosphere, it needs to feel different, alright? I can just hear fucking Tomb fans singing, so change the fucking lighting, change the music, anything. Just get these lot off our back for the opening 20 minutes or something.
Righto, yes. Well, will do. Yep.
Good.
What's he want?
You have got to help me write a script for the PA booth.
When?
Right fucking now, Colin.
You know, I think if Paul Jones can get in control early on and Ivan is alive to that, Newcastle might have a little problem on their hands. It's not going to be catastrophic for Eddie Howe's men, but that's how Ashwood get a foothold in games, through that spine.
Tenacious, aren't they, Steve?
Oh, completely tenacious, Billy. It's not, you know, it's funny, it's not vintage Dan Watson by any means. There's this variation that sometimes direct, sometimes a barnstorming sort of charge down the middle that they can just conjure up with his talent. And the little lad Jones is absolutely central to that.
I think also, you know, it's funny, Ivan Lloyd, we forget because the club is in such a sticky spot. Ivan Lloyd, you're looking at the informed striker in the league.
Yep, absolutely.
Put his numbers up against anybody else in the last eight games or whatever. I bet he's up there. We don't always account for that. We get sucked into the melodrama of this football club. It's easy to do it, believe me. We often can't see the wood through the trees. He is on fire.
Well, not long now. The Newcastle United fans, from the sound of it, can't wait to get started. It's a tense, nervy stadium. It could be a long night for the locals. It's going to take something special, that's for sure. And the winner of the Peugeot 3008 is in the north stand. Block E, row B, seat 14.
Wait, stab that shite right now.
Don't touch that.
Read this out.
Jesus.
Down to all these
Christ.
Fucking settings. Go for the Champions League night setup. Champions League night on fucking steroids. And Coke. And fucking Red Bull.
But we've got a special playlist tonight that's for the local deaf school.
Fuck the fucking local deaf school. They won't fucking hear it anyway. This is fucking Champions League night as far as we're concerned. Pump that fucking volume up. Read it like it's fucking Shakespeare. And get this fucking place bouncing now. And pump some fucking fake crowd noise coming out of the Ibe.
There aren't any fans in the Ibe.
I fucking know that.
Oh.
Hi, Simon. Yeah, just a quick one. The helicopter charter you use on your visits to Ashwood. Yeah. Yeah, so tell him I'll slip him a couple of grand if he could fly over the stadium now with the searchlight thing he has. Just for a light display thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Okay, cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, that fucking told him.
Done.
Super!
To the fourth official, but it's waved away, understandably.
I'm surprised that fourth official can hear a single word coming out of Eddie's mouth. Listen to this place, Peter.
This wall of noise has stopped Newcastle in their tracks, there's no doubt about that.
It's so difficult to play your game when you've come to contend with these kinds of environments, and I'm telling you now, if Ashwood City put the ball in the back of the net, Newcastle won't come back.
Well, we might find out here, Billy, as Ashwood City are countering in strong number. Here is Chianti, who drills it into the path of Andrew Woodward, who's roared on in this race on his right-hand side. He's just got the better of target. Botman comes in to assist his left-back. Woodward cuts back and gives it to Marcelo, who's occupied this high position. Bodies and bodies arriving into the box and falling for it.
Marcelo. He got 1-2 with Woodward. Marcelo is into the box. Cuts it back for Ivan Loy.
Hello.
Hey, Patrick, this is Gus. Just a few questions on behalf of the Lyman Group. We were at the presentation at the Alpenhof Hotel.
Ah, right. Yes, yes, yep.
They just have a couple questions and they want to reach out. They're definitely excited by being on board. What kind of investment scale are Fortitude and yourself looking for?
It's a minority stake, currently at 22.5%.
Okay. And the stadium? Can you run that by me again? That's built?
Well, it's close. It was planned, not by us, but by the developer, as a large-scale events venue. It was began in 2018, but ground to a halt with COVID, you know. And then there were some objections by the O2, so it... hold on a sec, Gus.
Hey, Patrick.
Tom, hi, yeah, I'm just...
Working late?
Yeah, yeah.
Good result, eh?
Great, yeah, cracking, yeah.
Did you find any investment opportunities out there in the end?
Yes, plenty. I'm actually speaking to a potential right now.
Oh, God, sorry, pal, I'll leave you be.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and Tom?
Mm-hmm?
Thank you for all your efforts.
Hey, if they're still in Ashwood City next season, then it's all worth it. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Night, Patrick.
Good night, Tom. Sorry, where was I? So the venue. When Fortitude came on board with us in 2022, we scoped this place out and have pulled off an amazing transformation from a plan that was for an events venue to now a state-of-the-art stadium that, by the way, we see as multi-sport use. You know, so NFL, MLB would definitely
and
be...
And you'll be in the league? The Premier League?
Absolutely.
Is that guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
Great. Okay. We'll talk it over some more, but we're very excited.
Great, great. Well, you know, me too. So, and hey, Gus, don't take too long. You know, otherwise Ryan Reynolds might beat you to it. Yeah, cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh. Bollocks. I already did that joke, didn't I?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.